Okay, we're talking some basketball now with Salem Boys High School basketball coach Tom Doyle. Coach, welcome back to MSO. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. With all the way things are going, that's great to hear. Coach, I was just reading in the Salem News about what a fantastic trip your boys have had down south. And before I get to that, I want to ask a little bit about last season, going into the season with all that's transpired and what you expected from your kids starting out, you know, after football season and opening up this thing here in December.
Yeah, so last year we actually, you know, COVID obviously was crazy and we had 12 games last year. And so going into this year, we lost 5 starters from last year and 9 seniors totals from last year's team. So I knew this year we were going to have a bunch of new faces. And I think we only have 1 or 2 people with any varsity experience last year at all.
Wow.
For us currently. But the guys have really done a nice job meshing in the summer league and in the workouts, and then in a fall league we had too. And so we really had a good off season. So you know, we got a lot to do, a lot to mesh together, but you know, so far so good. They're all great kids and they all like each other and they're all working hard.
All right, to recap, and we'll link to the story. You guys went down to Florida and won a tournament down there, and going 4-0, Tom, with all the guys who have left the program. Tell me, where these kids come from?
Yeah, so we had a bunch of kids that, you know, due to COVID last year, did not play for some reason or another, that have stepped up nicely. We had the couple that were, you know, played some minutes last year in varsity, have really stepped up and gotten better. And then we also had a couple kids. One boy, Tristan Abreu, transferred back from Beverly. He does live in Salem. And we have another boy, Brian De La Cruz, transferred from Essex Tech, and another boy that has always lived in Salem. And they all came back and for various reasons, and they're key contributors. And we also have another freshman, Brayson Green, that is brand new to the school that has really given us some great minutes as well as a freshman.
It's good to get the kids back. I tell you, I taught at Gloucester High School. I'm looking at the Salem News wrap-up here, and there's a kid named Jaden Del Torchio who's playing for Pingree from Gloucester, and it's like, oh, man, come back to Gloucester. But I get what you're saying. It's great to have those kids. Tell me a little bit about the tournament and who your leaders are.
Yeah, so we had the tournament. You're talking about the tournament down in Florida.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so the tournament is a well-run tournament through KSA Events, and we've gone to it in the past, and it's definitely a situation where, you know, they group you by your size of your school, by your previous records, and they try to put you with other teams of similar abilities. And we were in a bracket that was perfect for us, in my opinion. We ended up going 3-0, but we had 3 competitive games, and so nothing was a real blowout, you know. And so it was 3 good tests for us going down there. And we've actually had everybody. We've had, you know, we played 8 or 9 deep, and everyone has kind of stepped up at different times this year. And so we have some guys. We've had 6 different guys start. We've had, you know, Jaron Romero. He's a senior, you know, kind of our floor general leader, you know, effort guy, gives us everything. We have Angel Tejada, Darlene Santiago, Darlene was named MVP down in Florida. He had 3 very good games for us down there. They're both seniors. Jack Doyle, Chris Quirjazi, both juniors. And then, like I said before, Tristan Abreu has come over and really given us some great minutes. And, you know, he started every game for us, and he was a NEC All-Star in the past. And then we have Brian De La Cruz,
yeah.
Brayson Green, you know. So we really don't have a true leader. We have a bunch of guys that are stepping up at different times.
I love it. Tom, tell me about, the entire, process of going to Orlando with these kids, because the logistics, the fundraising, the sponsorship, the you know, having people go down with you and help you out and organizing this thing and then getting the kids together down there. I mean, that had to be quite an undertaking for you guys. Tell me about how that developed.
It definitely is quite the undertaking. I mean, the benefits are well worth, you know, what we go through. And most people don't see what we go through. They just see the pictures of us in front of the Magic Kingdom and,
yeah,
and at Universal Studios. But these guys, none of them, nobody in the program had to pay a penny.
Wow.
To go down. We did all fundraising activities and, you know, some of the different activities we've done were parking lots through the month of October. Different businesses donate their lots, and the city donates some lots, and you're able to profit off of the people coming in the city to park. We've sold chocolate. We've asked. The alumni have been imperative. They started off the trip a couple of years ago with some great donations. And alumni and friends. And we ask for donations, and a lot of very generous people,
mm-hmm,
in and around this community that have really helped step up to help these kids basically have a once-in-a-lifetime, you know, experience to travel with their team. And, you know, it was awesome. And it's funny because I was in my office with, you know, six or seven of the guys recently, and we started talking about Disney World, because originally we were going to Universal for 3 days, and I had no idea that almost everyone on the team has not ever been to Disney World.
Wow.
Added in.
Wow.
We added in a day at Disney just to get the full experience down there. So we were real busy down there, but, you know, but quite the experience of planning, especially with COVID. We had to be tested before. You know, we tested back at the airport on the way back, and knock on wood, you know, no negatives before we went down, and I mean, no positives before we went down, and no positives when we tested twice since we've been back. And, you know, we were able to take 18 people to Florida, coaches and players, 15 players and 3 coaches, and, you know, nobody had to pay out of pocket.
Wow.
This, you know, in my opinion, just a great experience that we'll all be bonded together with forever.
You know, Coach, I took a JV baseball team to Fenway Park one time, and it was one of the most stressful nights of my life. So how was the stress factor in going with all these kids, your chaperones, your coaches, and going through the process of a day-by-day experience, you know, where they're living, where you go out, where you practice, and that kind of thing. And I'm asking this as a personal coach, chaperone type thing, because this is something you take on your own, and you have to believe in your kids, and they have to believe in each other.
Yeah, it definitely is stressful. And, you know, even though, like I said before, I had 15 great kids, and I know it, but just the constant counting of we have 15 with us.
Yeah.
I mean, I must have counted to 15 5,000 times in between the airport to the park, the buses to the, you know, everywhere we went. And then, you know, as far as rooms, you know, I tape up the doors at the end of the night, you know, and the kids are like, well, you don't trust us. And, you know, it's not just about trust. It's, you know, I'm responsible for all these guys.
Of course.
And making sure their safety, and then you add in all the COVID restrictions, and you know, it definitely was something that I was very nervous about. But like I said before, the rewards for these guys and for me, you know, it's a great start to our season, and you know, it's something that these guys will be forever tied together.
And I bet you guys all slept well when you got home. And now that brings us, you know, not only did you get through all of that, but you also won the freaking tournament, which is amazing. And you have a win over Danvers as well.
Yeah, it was nice to come back. And, you know, like I said, you know, we tested multiple days in a row, and then we got right back to action and able to get one more game in, because we did have to reschedule 3 games from our league schedule to be able to attend this tournament. Mm-hmm. It was nice that Danvers was able to fit us in before, so we got one of those games, you know, rescheduled before the break. So it was nice to go into the break with a nice win over Danvers, and you know, to now we got a little, we got about a week break. We don't play over the Christmas holiday, but give us some time to really fine tune all these new bodies together and try to get them, get us all on the same page. And you know, everyone's learning new plays, new defenses, and it's something that, you know, definitely needs some time. I mean, the boys have adjusted well on the fly, but we'd love to tweak it and get it a little stronger going into the next 2 months.
Well, finally, Coach, you have Gloucester next, and what do you look at? How do you look at the NEC this year?
I think the NEC is a very well balanced, strong league. I think you have Beverly up the top that, you know, they've been the top of the league for the last couple of years and still look very strong. And then you have a bunch of very good teams, that I think are going to compete on a nightly basis and, you know, just knock each other off and beat each other up for the year. And I think there's a lot of good tournament teams in there and, a lot of quality play in the NEC this year.
Tom, congratulations on making a great memory for those kids and their families, and also for winning the damn tournament. I mean, that's outstanding. And we'll talk to you soon, I hope. Good luck this season.
Thank you very much for having me, and thank you for everything, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, Coach. Take care. Be well.
Have a good night.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye. That is Salem High School boys basketball coach Tom Doyle. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.